All right, so we're diving into fear and self-doubt today. And wow, this article you sent, Fight Fear and Self-Doubt, is packed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really gets into some fascinating stuff, like from, you know, the history of fear to like actual ways to be braver. I mean, it's a lot to unpack.
It is.
To help us with that, we've got our expert with us. They're amazing at seeing the big picture and finding those little nuggets of wisdom that we might miss.
A try.
The article starts with a quote that always gets me thinking. You know, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. But is that like just a catchy phrase or is there more to it?
I think there's definitely some truth to it. You know, it's like sometimes the fear itself is actually worse than the thing we're afraid of. Right.
Right.
Think about it like way back when our ancestors, you know, they had to be afraid to survive. Like imagine running into a saber-toothed tiger.
Oh, yeah.
That fear kept them alive.
True.
But these days, things are a bit more complicated. What?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the article even says we're living in the safest time ever. We have healthcare education. We're not dodging predators every day. So why are we all still so anxious?
Well, you see, our brains are still kind of wired to look out for danger, even if it's not a tiger anymore, right? Maybe it's like that big presentation at work or something.
Makes sense.
What's interesting is how the article talks about the media and even politics using that fear response.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
To get our attention. Sometimes making things seem worse than they actually are.
That's like that part about fear of crime. The article says violent crime's actually gone down a lot, but the news makes it feel like it's everywhere, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not that we should just ignore danger altogether.
Right.
Yeah. But we need to think critically about it.
Yeah.
Like that suggestion to cut back on the news, that was an interesting one. It's about getting a more realistic sense of what's actually risky. Like asking ourselves, is this fear based on facts? Or is it something else making it seem so big?
Yeah, that's so true. It's like everyone around you is worried about the same things and you just get swept up in it. And the article talks about how fear can stop us from doing things, like overthinking, until we just give up. Have you ever felt that? Like frozen by indecision?
Oh, yeah. All the time. Classic analysis paralysis, right?
Yeah.
You get stuck weighing every single possibility and end up doing nothing. I loved the example of Harry Holt in the article. You know, he wanted to adopt Korean orphans back in the 50s, even though the laws made it practically impossible. But he just went for it.
Wow.
Trusting his heart and figuring things out along the way. It shows that sometimes action, even imperfect action, is better than just being stuck.
That's inspiring. And the article actually says, sometimes in life, the best decision is to act with your full heart and leave the finer details to be resolved later. But is that always the best advice? I mean, when does a leap of faith become reckless?
That's a good question. It's about finding that balance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Between intuition and planning. Sometimes you got to take a calculated risk to grow and get out of that comfort zone. Remember that bit about bravery challenges?
Yeah.
Little things you can do to build up your courage.
Totally. And it makes sense. We don't just magically become fearless overnight. Oh, there's another thing that really stuck with me. The article says not all criticism is created equal. Like there's helpful feedback and then there's just negativity.
Right. And it points out this funny but true thing. Sometimes people who are super against something actually have those desires themselves. It's kind of like projection. So when someone criticizes you, you got to consider where it's coming from. Is it genuine or is it more about their own insecurities?
It's like they say, hurt people hurt people.
Exactly.
That's why the article says, look for feedback from people who want you to succeed and to see failures as learning opportunities instead of giving up. And then it gets into these five principles for fearless living, which I think is where the real meat of it is.
Those principles are key, like a roadmap to living more bravely. Let's break them down, starting with making big bets.
Okay, that's where they use the example of putting a man on the moon. Back then, they didn't even have the technology, but they set the goal anyway. It's about thinking big and not limiting yourself, right?
Yeah, having a bold vision and then taking those calculated risks to make it happen. And that leads us to the next principle, becoming a risk taker.
Which the article says is something you see in a lot of people who've changed the world. They didn't play it safe. They challenged the status quo. But that probably meant they had to be okay with failing sometimes.
And that's the third principle, embracing failure. Remember that Einstein quote, failure is success in progress. Setbacks are going to happen, but they're full of valuable lessons.
So it's about having that growth mindset, seeing failure as a chance to get better, which makes me think of the fourth principle, reaching beyond our bubble.
Yes, expanding our networks, connecting with people from different backgrounds and views. That helps us grow both personally and professionally.
It's about getting out of our comfort zone and being open to new ideas. And finally, the fifth principle, acting with urgency. That seems like the opposite of overthinking, right?
It can be powerful. Trusting your gut, taking that leap, and not letting fear stop you. So to recap, we've got making big bets, taking risks, embracing failure, reaching beyond our comfort zones, and acting with urgency. It's a solid framework for a more courageous and fulfilling life.
It really is. And what I like is it's not just about these huge life-altering decisions. We can use these principles every day in small ways to build our confidence. And that's where the article talks about having a strong mind and body to support us. Like meditation for quieting that inner critic and exercise for energy and mood. What are your thoughts on that?
I think those practices are essential, especially when we're pushing ourselves outside our comfort zones. Meditation and exercise help us manage stress, which is key when we're facing our fears and challenging ourselves to grow.
It's like laying the groundwork for those brave leaps forward.
Yeah.
So we've covered a lot here, the roots of fear, how it can hold us back, and these principles for living more fearlessly. Where do you think we should go from here? What's resonated with you the most from all this?
You know what stands out to me is that fear is just a natural part of being human, but we get to choose how it affects us. We can let it paralyze us, or we can use it as fuel to reach our goals and dreams. It's not about eliminating fear completely, but about understanding it and working with it.
That's a great way to put it. And the article has this quote that I think sums it up perfectly. You are braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, smarter than you think.
Absolutely. And remember those bravery challenges we talked about? They're a great way to start putting all this into practice. Instead of just thinking about being braver, we can take small steps to actually build our courage.
I love that idea of building courage, like it's a muscle we can strengthen. The article suggested starting small. So if someone's afraid of talking to strangers, maybe they could challenge themselves to start a conversation with someone new. Or if public speaking is scary, they could join a group like Toastmasters. It's about slowly expanding our comfort zone.
Exactly. And we have to remember that failure is part of the process. The article even has a whole section on dealing with failure, which I thought was really helpful.
Yes. Because let's be honest, no matter how brave we try to be, we're going to mess up sometimes. The important thing is to not let those setbacks completely derail us. The article talked about allowing ourselves to feel the disappointment, but then shifting our focus to what we can learn from the experience.
Yeah.
Instead of getting stuck in the negative, we can ask, okay, what can I take away from this? What did I learn? How can I apply that to my next attempt?
Exactly. And it's also important to remember that even in failure, there's courage in the attempt. Think about it. Most people don't even try because they're so afraid of failing. So the fact that you stepped out of your comfort zone and went for it is something to be proud of.
That's such a great point. It's like they say you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. And I think this all ties back to that idea of living a life without regrets, which the article touches on as well. It's almost like we have a choice. Play it safe and wonder what if, or be brave and know we at least tried.
Absolutely. It all comes down to asking yourself, what kind of life do I want to look back on? One filled with what ifs, or one where I dare to pursue my dreams, even in the face of fear? It really challenges us to think about what we want our legacy to be.
That's such a powerful way to frame it. It makes me think about that quote from Winnie the Pooh. You are braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, smarter than you think. Sometimes we forget just how much potential we have.
It's a great reminder that we all have that inner strength and resilience to overcome challenges and create a life we're truly proud of. We just have to tap into it and believe in ourselves.
This has been so insightful. We've really gotten to the nuances of fear, the ways it can both protect and limit us, and ultimately how we can use it as a force for positive change.
It's been great unpacking all of this with you. Exploring these complex topics and seeing how they connect to the human experience is always fascinating.
I agree, and I think the article does a fantastic job of giving us both the big picture and practical advice we can actually use.
It's a great reminder that personal growth is an ongoing journey, and facing our fears is a key part of that journey.
Well said. Now, before we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listener with one final thought-provoking question, something to really ponder as they go about their day. What do you think?
I love that idea. Let's give them something to chew on.
Okay, here it is.
Okay.
Think about one fear that's been holding you back. Maybe something you've been putting off or avoiding because of doubt or uncertainty. Now imagine yourself 5 years from now looking back on this moment. What would your future self advise you to do? Would they encourage you to stay stuck in that fear, or would they urge you to take that brave step forward? It's a powerful question to consider.
It is. And it really highlights the importance of aligning our actions with our long-term goals and aspirations. Sometimes a little shift in perspective is all it takes to give us that nudge in the right direction.
So true. It's about connecting with that wiser, more courageous version of ourselves and letting their guidance inform the choices we make today. And on that note, I think it's time to wrap up our deep dive.
Yeah, it's like we can get so caught up in that fear of the moment and lose sight of the bigger picture.
For sure. And you know, it's funny, we often talk about fear as something negative, right? Like it's bad.
Right.
But what if we thought of it more as like a signal, you know, a signpost pointing to something we need to pay attention to?
That's interesting. Instead of seeing it as something to avoid, we could use it as information.
Yeah.
Like a compass guiding us towards growth and self-discovery. Because we usually tend to be afraid of things that actually matter to us, right?
That's so true. Like, if we weren't afraid of failing at something, it probably wouldn't be that important to us to begin with.
Right.
Maybe fear is kind of telling us, hey, this is something worth fighting for, something worth pushing yourself for.
I like that reframing. Oh. It takes away some of that power fear has over us.
Yeah.
And lets us see it as a potential ally instead of an enemy.
It's almost like fear is just a natural part of growing. We feel it because we're stretching ourselves, moving beyond those comfort zones, reaching for something new.
And without that discomfort, without that edge of fear, we might never discover our true potential. It's in those moments of pushing through that fear that we often find our greatest strength and resilience.
Well said. It's been such a pleasure diving into this topic with you today. I feel like we've not only unpacked this article, but also uncovered some really valuable insights about how to approach fear in a more empowered way.
The pleasure was all mine. I always enjoy these conversations with you.
And to you, our listener, thank you for joining us on this journey of exploration. We hope this deep dive has given you some new perspectives on fear and inspired you to embrace your own potential for courage and growth. Remember, you are braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think.
It really is. It's like that saying, feel the fear and do it anyway.
Exactly. We've got to acknowledge that fear is there, but not let it control us. And the article talks about some practical tools for doing that, like meditation. Have you ever tried that?
Yeah, I found it really helpful for quieting that inner critic, you know? It's like creating space between my thoughts and my reactions. So instead of getting swept away by fear, I can observe it more objectively.
That makes sense. And then there's exercise. The article mentions it's great for boosting energy and mood, which I think is important when we're trying to be brave.
Yeah.
It's hard to face our fears when we're feeling drained and downright.
For sure. Taking care of our physical health can have a huge impact on our mental and emotional well-being. It's like building a solid foundation for courage.
I like that, building a foundation for courage. It's not just about willpower. It's about having those supports in place. So we've covered a lot in this deep dive. We've explored the nature of fear, how it can both help and hinder us, and most importantly, how we can choose to relate to it in a more empowered way.
And I think the article does a brilliant job of highlighting that we're all capable of more than we think. We all have that inner strength and resilience to face our fears and create a life that's truly meaningful.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure exploring this with you. And to our listener, thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into fear and self-doubt. We hope you've gained some valuable insights and feel inspired to embrace your own potential for courage and growth. Remember, you are braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep pushing beyond those comfort zones.